is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Islamic State terrorist group said Tuesday, without providing evidence, that it was responsible for a series of attacks in Sri Lanka that killed 321 people and injured hundreds on Easter Sunday. Also Tuesday, the country's Minister of Defense told Parliament the attacks were carried out in retaliation for attacks at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, last month. Oil prices reached a six-month high Tuesday after the Trump administration announced it would no longer exempt countries from U.S. sanctions if they continue to buy Iranian crude oil, a decision aimed at imposing a complete oil embargo on Iran. Waivers granted to eight countries are due to expire on May 2nd. They include the big Iranian crude importers China, India, Japan, Turkey, and South Korea. The European Union is joining those criticizing the U.S. decision to impose the sanctions. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Since President Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal and announced sanctions on importers of Iranian oil, the European Union has put measures in place to sidestep those sanctions, including a way to keep financial supply lines to Tehran open and protect European businesses operating there. A European Commission spokeswoman today expressed regret over the U.S. decision to remove any exemptions to those sanctions, saying it risks further undermining the international effort to stop Iran developing nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, the move has sent global oil prices climbing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Just over a month after a hurricane rocked and devastated part of southeastern Africa, another storm is brewing. A new hurricane forming in the Indian Ocean looks set to strike the Comoros, Mozambique, and Tanzania this week. The storm was less than 200 kilometers north of Madagascar on Tuesday and heading toward the Comoros Islands. This is VOA News. Officials in Somalia say a senior al-Shabaab official has defected from the group and surrendered to the Somali government in the southwestern Gedo region. Officials say Aden Abdi Mohammed, known as Aden Obe, surrendered Tuesday near the main Bardhara town. Aden Obe surrendered with another al-Shabaab official identified as Food Aden Mohammed, who is described as a taxation official. Protesters in Sudan on Tuesday were increasing their call for military leaders to give way to a civilian governing council following the April 11th ouster of Omar al-Bashir. Bashir had served as president for more than 30 years. Hundreds of protesters arrived Tuesday by train in Khartoum, reinforcing protesters already in the capital city, calling for military rulers to step down. Police in Uganda have placed the musician-turned-opposition lawmaker Robert Chagulani under house arrest. He's best known by his musician name, Bobby Wine. Correspondent Halima Athumani reports for VOA from Bobby Wine's home in Wakiso, Uganda.
Chagulani says Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni is responsible and must follow the law.
Does the law give me my right to earn a living from my music as a profession? Yes. Am I allowed to practice my profession? No. Has there been any sighting of the law in this blockade? No. So because of that and many other injustices that are being melted, not only on me but other Ugandans, we are calling for protests. But we want to do it within the law.
White House senior advisor Jared Kushner is downplaying Russian interference in the 2016 presidential race. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Kushner is essentially brushing off Moscow's involvement as buying some Facebook ads and trying to sow dissent. That's starkly different from the conclusion reached by both Special Counsel Bob Mueller and U.S. intelligence agencies that Russian interference was widespread and designed to help Donald Trump, Kushner's father-in-law. At a Time magazine event, Kushner said the Trump campaign did not know that Russia was doing what they were doing, and says he thinks the investigations into its actions had a much harder impact on American democracy than Russia actually did. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined millions of his citizens Tuesday in casting a ballot in the third phase of the world's biggest general election. The voting is set to end on May 19th, with the final results announced on May 23rd. As many as 900 million of India's 1.3 billion citizens are eligible to vote. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.